Can I be consistent to the end? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Can I be consistent to the end? This is a circumstance, a question, a condition that we all must ask ourselves, whether we can be consistent to the end to accomplish any given goal. If I can be consistent to the end of continually practicing the piano, I will play the piano. If I can be consistent to the end of taking a walk every day, every morning for a certain length of time, I will have good health. I will have a body that is harmonious and blending with everything I like to do. Can I be consistent in avoiding circumstances, or not avoiding them, but not putting myself in circumstances where I am called upon to gossip, where I'm called upon to pick on other people, to think unkindly about other people? Can I be consistent to the end of being surrounded by beautiful people and beautiful circumstances? This means I say yes and I say no to opportunities. Ones that I believe are beautiful, I say yes to. Ones I believe are not beautiful, I say I have other plans. And I do. My other plans are always to be consistent to the end of always thinking positive, joyous, wonderful thoughts. We think that we would like to have an experience. That's why we're calling the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. Because we know that whenever anyone calls the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, miracles happen in their life. And that is no joke. That is no joke. Because here we teach, can I be consistent to the end? Can I stay with a belief? Can I stay with a conviction? Can I stay with my desire for perfect health, for harmonious relationships? Can I stay with my thought about me being a good person, being a happy person, a healthy person, a wealthy person? Can I stay with that kind of a thought? Or do other little thoughts come up in my mind that want to take me away from that wonderful conviction that I have? They want to say, oh, you're just not paying attention to reality. You're not realizing that you are not intelligent. You are not wise. You are not a brilliant person. You are not wealthy. You are not healthy. Don't you understand that? I know that's why I'm making these statements. I had an opinion about myself that I was not something, and now I have an opinion about myself that I am something. And it's only by putting the cause in motion that I am something, that I am something is going to be my reality, and is now my reality. If I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I say that with all my heart and all my soul and all my being, if I think it every moment of my day, whenever anything comes up in my mind about myself and my personal health or about anyone else and their health, how can I, a perfect person, see another person imperfect? How can I, living in my divine wholeness, look at another person and see them not whole? Well, you see, you can't. And if I look at another person and see them not whole, I am not whole. I have to do a little cleaning up in my own backyard, in my own house. I have to clean up in my own thought system and say to myself, I am whole and perfect, I am whole and perfect, until that conviction rings through every cell of my body, rings through every thought of my mind, through every condition of my life, and I express my wholeness and perfection now and always. It's not something that I can just say whenever I think about it. I have to think about saying it all the time, all the time. It has to be a clarion call in my heart that no matter what is happening, if I'm at the sports game and I'm shouting for the team and I say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, oh my goodness, people say, hey, that's a good one. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. People say, hey, that's not rooting for the right team. Oh, it sure is. Because when I live in my perfect spirit, mind, and body, my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'm rooting for the right team. That's me. Hey, that's cute. Yeah. But you see, no matter where we are, no matter what we do, we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. No matter what we do, or no matter where we are, we say, I am independently wealthy. To ourselves. If you choose to say it outwardly, you can expect to get a few little remarks back from other people like, wow, that's great. Hey, that's super. Can I say that too? Wow, you are wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And of course, that's the truth. And if you hear anything different from that, then that is what you believe. You don't believe it in yourself. But if you believe it in yourself, the only response you're going to get back from anybody in your world is a support of what you're doing. A restatement of what you're doing. That's right, you are. That's right, you're perfect. That's right, you're whole and perfect. That's right, you're fantastic. That's right, you're rich. That's right, I love you. And you see, the whole world sings your song. And of course, you see the whole world from the base that you are. And the base that you are is the base of wholeness and perfection, right action, truth, love, peace, joy, harmony, everything good. Can I be consistent to the end? And that's a real question. Can I be consistent to the end? And, my love, when you are consistent to the end, you will see that you are that which you speak your word for. You are healthy, you are wealthy, you are happy, you are filled with joy. When you're consistent to the end, that's all you know for yourself, and that's all you see in your world. There is nothing else in your world except whatever you believe about for yourself. When I am consistent to the end, then the end is who I am. Think about that. That's a wonderful way to look at life, and certainly the results are well worth our consistency. This is Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Capitol, California. If you would like to call our offices and talk to a practitioner, call 1-888-463-8654. Ask for a practitioner, and a practitioner will greet you on the phone immediately anyhow, and you say, I am wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm whole and perfect, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say anything that you believe and want to have as a consistent truth in your life, and the practitioner will jump up and down for joy and say, wow, 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 yes you are, yes you are, yes you are, and you'll just leave the phone saying, wow, am I glad I called. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.